flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Shout out to Jock Jams. I mean, just to think, they used to like sell this as a CD, all the hype music that was played in arenas. It'd be like, this song, whoop, there it is. See, why, Brian, that's why you need a stream in the aquarium. You're in charge of the damn stream. Like, the people need to see Landfill and Jeff dancing. Can you make that happen, White Brian? Are you utterly powerless in your stream role?
I think I can make it happen.
All right. Now we're talking. Because, you know, Landfill's such a giver that he's not going to be at the big party Friday night because he doesn't want to take somebody's seat. So we at least got to let the people see Landfill dance at Jock Jams. Get some going. Landini, did you own the Jock Jams CD Volume 1 or 2?
No, I'm not. I'm not from 1992, so I don't know what any of that means.
Brian, how old are you, young man?
26.
I'm 27.
Have you ever owned a CD?
Yes.
Okay. Like when you were in high school?
When
did like iPods took over in 05 or something, right?
My first CD I bought Graduation from a Barnes & Noble.
I don't know that Barnes & Nobles even exist anymore.
They got them some places.
Do they?
Yeah.
What CD was it?
That's a good CD. He just said it.
Graduation. Kanye.
Oh, I thought he meant I got it for graduation, like high school graduation.
Yeah, that's because of them hobbies you had back in the day. Brain cells gone.
Had some hobbies, B. yo, before we get into the non-traversy coming from Philadelphia, seriously, you got to check out this contest. You could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening
yes. To
106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and 3 friends during the first 2 Woo! Rounds of the college basketball championships. Flights, hotel, and 20 G's in spending money.
I would love that in Vegas.
Yo, you heard that right. 20 grand in spending money. That is nuts.
Yeah.
Just download the
Can free... we get in that?
Seriously. Download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen the next day for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. That is legit.
Also, Jeff, if you win that, would you go to Vegas?
Yeah.
Have you ever been out there for the first 2 rounds?
You gonna spend the whole 20?
Nah, I'd probably spend like 10 trying to flip it, but I just put the other 10 to the side.
Yeah,
see?
Right. You get to Vegas, you spend all that.
I've
you ever been to Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people have twice.
I mean, a lot of people tell me they've never been. I'm like, whoa, you don't know what you're missing.
Landfill, you ever been to Vegas? Landfill has not been to Vegas. What about you, White Brian? You're a young man.
I have never been to Vegas, no.
I don't know that he's built for it.
I think Brian, me and you will go.
I would love to see White Brian go out drinking for the night with B. Mitch. That I'm here for.
Yeah, we'll handle that, B.
That'll be something. White Brian, do you like bourbon?
Yeah, I like bourbon.
Okay.
Not my first choice.
It'll be the Bryans out on the streets.
The three B's. Brian, and bourbon.
All right. So I don't know what to make of this. When a team in a city like makes it to the finals, the kind of what has become the norm, and we've seen this locally as teams have like had success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is other teams in that city will like congratulate them on social media.
Yeah.
Right? That's become a normal thing. We've gotten used to that. Like the Nationals will say congrats to the Caps or whatever.
Okay, what's happening here? What's happening with the Sixers?
So the people in Philly have like created this controversy that the Sixers didn't like immediately Sunday night, say congrats to the Eagles for beating the Commanders. And the conspiracy is Josh Harris owns the Sixers, and that's why the Sixers didn't congratulate the Eagles.
he was probably busy. And I'm sure they've since already did that.
So last night, right, Tuesday night, there were a bunch of Eagles players at the Sixers game to do their pregame thing where you ring the bell.
Uh-huh.
And it was A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith.
So the players not dealing with that. That's just the idiots in Philly that's dealing with that.
Well, and then it ends up, January 28th.
Yesterday.
Is last night.
Yeah.
So last night they posted pictures of the Eagles players that were there sitting courtside. You know, and I mean, just from a straight dollar perspective, these dudes are sitting courtside with the Lakers in town, right? Uh-huh. Sixers played the Lakers last night. Somebody confirm that.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw a picture of them like hugging on LeBron.
Uh-huh.
From a straight dollar perspective, giving away courtside seats with LeBron and Anthony Davis in town, you could sell those tickets for a lot of money. That's just the reality.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those courtside tickets go for a lot. Oh. Like 30 grand sometimes. Like
especially with LeBron.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Philly people are kind of mad about this because it happened a couple days later. I find it impossible to believe, and you tell me if you disagree,
mm-hmm.
that like Sunday night, something from the Sixers got run up the ladder to the point where Josh Harris was like, yo, don't you dare tweet that out.
I doubt that.
Maybe somebody in with the Sixers was like, we're going to wait because Josh owns the other team. Like uh-huh. maybe something happened, but there is no way, in my opinion, Harris is getting involved in the minutia of what teams are tweeting.
I believe if it was a thing, the players wouldn't have showed up to the game.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's not a thing. As I said yesterday, and this is, people don't, and I'm not defending what I'm saying, there's a small group of idiots that make Philadelphia look bad. Most of those fans are not concerned about that crap. But you get the little drunks and the little fools that want to act a certain way. You know, like the one dude that wanted to decide he's going to bump into the little commander dude that ended up putting him to the ground, knocking his ass out. Everybody's not going to take that crap. So that is not, that's a, like you said, what you call it, a non-controversy? I totally agree with that.
To your point about good people in Philly, so Tailgate Ted's obviously getting harassed up there or whatever and has become That video went viral because Portnoy got involved. They've now raised over 10 grand to fight lung cancer with Eagles fans making the donations.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because there are smart people up there.
Controversy, baby. Yeah. Controversy. And, dude, you're right. There are bad actors in all fan bases.
Totally.
Phillies just might be louder. And then once you have the reputation, everything gets amplified because people expect it. And then people start to look for it. And the idiots have their phones out all the time.
If I give you a metal trash can and you put 5 rocks in it and you shake it up, loud as hell, right?
Yeah.
If I put about 50 to 60 rocks in it, you shake it, you probably won't get no sound. So don't always think the loudest is the majority.
That's a good
loudest
analogy.
Is the minority most times. They just got a big voice, and they'll call every show and talk all the idiocy all the time. Most players in that locker room have a problem with that group of people, too.